And good afternoon, American Fork. My name is Lorraine Cohagan. We are here together at the Nebo Tournament. I'm with you on Color Guard. Looking forward to your production. Here we go. Do a great job. Love the contrast on the costumes. All that pink just pops. Oh. Mm-hmm. Variety of poses really creates a nice sense of dimensionality and texture to the field. Really good attention to detail on this opening set. Okay, here we go. Wow. Mm-hmm. Gradations of weight and time right from the get-go with the equipment and body in tandem. Yep, really starting to create that expressive range strongly for you in terms of vocabulary contribution. Just take a look in terms of awareness of upper body alignment as it relates to the front sideline and your equipment responsibilities, performers. Great dimensionality. Yep. Well done. Good use of breath. Training's really apparent on the release of the last few months. You know, I was just watching the attitude leap come across the front a moment ago. Just really take a look that the performers aren't hyperextending their legs. Yeah, this is a really strong use of focus here around the violin solo as taking the flags off center. Uh-huh. Yep, work for quick recoveries, get those sails out. Chasse underneath with the spins. You just want to make sure that there's a good sense of breath there to support that. Yeah, take a look at the form responsibilities. Right side over between the 20 and 25, especially with the front to back spacing. Look a little bit close. Yeah, a little bit of a moment of transition here. I think that you can continue to massage that and craft that a little stronger. Just from the velocity standpoint of this performer's coming up to the front. Yeah, really nice staging around that trombone soloist, Développé. They're offering some really nice variety. And again, the shape that they're creating, you know, not just through the body, but now through the use of that skirt, and that sense of contrast developing, really nicely done. Mm-hmm. Textural qualities again. You know, especially even when they're using the props in the back, I think it's really strongly composed for you in terms of that secondary, tertiary focus. Yeah, just a little bit of masking behind your front ensemble. It's not the highest stadium in the state, but, you know, just something to be aware of. Mm, beautiful shaping, creative. Yeah, they're such eloquent movers. A little bit of masking in the back behind your bass drums with those flags. Form development maybe not quite there, just in terms of readability. Yeah, so you're going to get a different read when you go to Logan or wherever your competitions take you. So this might not be the highest vantage point. Yeah, you really, from the composing standpoint, you're really having a good understanding in terms of reflecting those big moments in the music and understanding where to texture them out. Yeah, really nice job in terms of the coordinated efforts here with the band. Yeah. Just take a look at that left leg. If that's going to be in a tendu, is it in a forced arch? So some differences as I'm sampling around. Obviously, it's early season, so these are all things that are really easily fixed. That was really effortless in terms of the staging around the pods. Really interesting in terms of the use of that prop and how it's being manipulated. Just cautious that the weight of the exit isn't over valued from the solo performer. And it's not a velocity thing or even a composing thing right now. It's the brightness of the skirts. Mm-hmm. cool prop. So I think you've got some opportunities here to continue to develop the little the entrance of these props a little stronger. But they create such interesting shapes. Look at how the visual weight changes when you turn them around. That's so cool. But again, I think opportunities continue to, you know, exist. I mean, they're working through some dynamic efforts and gradations of time and weight. It's just now finessing them. Oh, well, that was cool. Very subtle in nature in terms of the writing process here. Yeah. So the use of tension and release, I think, is a strong suit for you at that last section. Yeah, a great sense of integration in terms of the pathways being created for those swing flags that travel through near the percussion. Dimensionality strong in this section. I'm wondering if the color guard can continue building upon that whimsy feeling within the band in that last moment, you know, in terms of really continuing to coordinate that idea. Wild rifles, okay, that's a monster phrase. And squeeze on the catch. Huh? Really highlighting your training for the rifles and staged very appropriately around your percussion section. Yeah, point of release differs from performer to performer on that last moment. Just something to be aware of. Yeah, we've got a lot of extra backfield noise with these performers picking up these flags up to this point. So just be cautious about that, that it's not detracting from this rifle moment around your horns. Yeah, I'm not sure that's supposed to be a quad or a five. Continue to find that, performers. Yeah, the pink is doing a lot of blending into that pink skirt. So just be cautious when you use that in low space. I feel like some of the, she had to word this. You really want to make sure you're getting that swing flag away from your body. So some of the performers kind of carrying that swing flag, like they're almost like they're holding a pencil. So really make sure that's an extension of your arm. Yep, well done in terms of that musical impact. Okay, there's some really nice things going on. I think that the kids really show a good level of training. I think that, you know, the latter half of the program, there's some more kinks to work out just in terms of really making sure they're applying the training and getting the stamina and that muscle memory going. But it's all there. And I think that, you know, a couple of moments where you have the pink silks against their pink skirts, you got to be really aware in terms of how you use high and low space. Particularly when we're not in the highest stadium. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's, you know, this is a regular stadium. And you kind of get lost behind the band there. All right, keep working hard, guys. Best of luck to you.